We are having a summit of heads of state, the IGAD countries, and of course they have got to do with the issue of the peace process. You can only say that there could be high probability of signing. So I would advise that if you interview me tomorrow after the summit, you will really get a good story.
There's a quote by presidential spokesman Wek Atanee saying that at the end of the summit, the president of the Republic of South Sudan will sign the peace agreement.
Well, I cannot comment on that, Bakri. You know, I'm the foreign minister, and if the spokesman said that, I cannot really come out at this time. I come out finally when the summit is over.
Coming out of Addis Ababa, your government was not happy with some aspects of the agreement. Have those been ironed out?
Yes, they had those reservations in the agreement, and they asked. And what we did in Addis, the chief negotiator initialed the areas of reservation, and the president and his delegation asked, all right, if this is the document which you consider to be peace process that you want us to sign, then we will go back to our constituency to do consultation. So we have been doing consultation, although we have not finished because we are given 15 days. And that's why the meeting of tomorrow, I think, is important.
Is the issue of demilitarizing Juba still a point of contention for your government?
Yes, it's a big concern. There is no country in the whole world that can remove its national army from its national capital, which is the seat of the sovereignty of that country. Because the national army has got the constitutional responsibility to protect the citizens of that country and even others who are not. And they're supposed to be a disciplined army. And that's why we thought it was a proposal which was really over the top. Right? How do you move a national army that fought liberation war for many years, and now they have settled in their national capital, they are in the barracks, they have now for the first time living with their families, their children are going to school. Even if that was to be done, we will need time. First, we need money to build the new barracks where they should be moved, and it will take time to build those barracks for a huge army.
Minister, is your government being pressured to sign this agreement?
There's a lot of pressure, including from Secretary of State Kerry and everybody else. Of course, there's a lot of pressure, but they are telling them, yes, we will be able to sign, but give us time to consult with our constituencies so everybody is on board. That's why 15 days were given.
Which presidents are coming to Juba?
The chairperson of IGAD, that is Prime Minister Desalegn of Ethiopia, and then President Museveni of Uganda, President Uhuru of Kenya, and the first vice president of the Republic of Sudan, because President Bashir is sending his first vice president to come. And then the foreign minister of Angola as the envoy of President Dos Santos, because they have had the chair of the ICGLR.
Mr. Minister, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you very much.
Okay, Bakri, nice to hear you.